scare without the bass.
All of a sudden having it and all of a sudden not having it was really strange.
That's a good thing to use in practice, I think, and like in band practice, just dropping parts out, just because you react differently, or it makes you so you can listen to certain things, and we got that idea from a record of John Hartford's, where he actually does it. He calls them windows. I mean, maybe you made that up, but. He will do that. Different people will just drop out for a B part or a double part or a whole time through, and we like it. It's
kind of funny. The name of that CD is Is that Wild Hog and Red Brush? Mostly
no,
where that happens,
no,
or is
it's,
it?
It's the other one. Yeah, that's it.
The
Ed Haley, the tribute to Ed Haley.
Okay. Yeah, they're both really fun in that regard, though, of things kind of coming in and out. And
it's really exciting music to listen to.
So, another kind of dance tune that I love to dance with that's also very danceable one is, you know, the swing and rags, which they really get dancers rocking.
Yeah.
And I actually don't know what the history of those are relative to old time, but I love that music, and it's great for playing dances to get people really going. I don't know if you guys do a lot of rags or swing type tunes, or and if not, why not? Or if you didn't want to,
I wasn't really all that fond of rags until I started listening to some of Doc Roberts' stuff. After they've grown on me a lot. I kind of like rags now. Susie Thompson, she's a West Coast. She was in Berkeley. She just did a record called "Or Blues Songs and Rags." That's just phenomenal. Really, really beautiful. I lost. Did that answer your question? I kind of just heard understood the end.
Well, yeah, I guess I don't know if you guys do swingy type, what is it, Sweet Georgia Brown type swing tunes or rags, either one.
I can play really good air guitar to things like Sweet Georgia Brown. If I had a better band, I'd show you right now. I'm just joking. There's a lot of swing chords and things like that, Sweet Georgia Brown. I think it's, anyway, for me, it's just more of a preference. I've never been a big rag person. I need to.
I have a question for you. A lot of people here are stuck buying records through Borders or Metro. We have a couple of record stores in town. And a lot of people would like to know good sources, mail order sources, where we could get the repertoire that you have and suggest.
David Lynch has a website that's
OldTimeMusic.com.
Yeah, that is good. There's also places like, this is a little obscure, but Document Records actually puts out a catalog that I think costs $12, but it is amazing. And they have so much blues, old blues, old jazz, old country, and that's actually what Doc Roberts is on there, and they do wonderful notes. But there's county records as well.
Yeah, the document thing has every record in their catalog, a little picture of the cover, and then the song list. It's really, really well done. Very worth $12 if you end it.
Talk your library into it. Talk your library into getting that catalog. I think it should be in every library.
One thing about a lot of those recordings, I mean, we mentioned one earlier, the Wandering Ramblers, that's an incredible old-time record, and it's hard to find. And there's a lot of them that are like that, so it really pays to dig a little deeper and to look at oldtimemusic.com or look for John Herman's name. If John Herman's on it, you probably need it in your house.
Yo Lady has 60 releases now. I mean, that's a great place to start.
There's no way to get them.
There's no central way to get Yo Lady.
Does County have them?
They have some of them. Do you have a list? Like,
what's your phone number?
His mother has a voice.
So anyway, countysales.com I think is pretty good on the whole, and you can kind of read up. Read the Old Time Herald is a really great source, because they'll review a lot of records, and then at the end they have an address of where you can get that record. So that's a fun way to kind of read about something and go, oh, that, you know, that sounds interesting, or something like that. That's a really good way. That's how I found this obscure recording. And go to Roy's house. Anytime you do that, you're bound to hear something new.
Old Time Herald probably has a website too. What is the name of that? Old Time Herald. Is it Old Time Herald?
Yeah, it's definitely an org, though.
Oh, okay.
It might just be OTH.org now.
I think it's OTH.
Yeah.
I think we kind of have to close up, but we can open the door, and you can come up to us if you have other questions. And tomorrow we'll be doing another one? Is that right?
Yes.
And I will be doing a fiddle and or clog, depending on what people want.
Yeah.
So, we'll just play a tune for them and walk down.
I was just going to tell Kenny, there was a great band in North Carolina called the Luke Smathers String Band. They called their music Mountain Swing, and they started in 1929 playing together. And they didn't care what they heard on the radio; they would play any swing tune like Sweet Georgia Brown, Dark Town Strutters Ball, Mountain Swing, Rex, everything. It's just a wonderful band, but they've all expired now, except for one. They have two albums.
I love it that you think people are going to be walking out while you're playing the song.
All right, then, so let's get up and dance or something.
Play one song and then throw everybody out. This is a song from the Carter family. The Carter family started recording in 1927, and they have a huge catalog of songs that a lot of people know in American folk music and bluegrass and such. Worth checking out. And this is a gospel song called 50 Miles of Elbow Room. And we turned on to it because we were listening to a lot of their music, and we spent about 4 years in a van right next to each other. And so we caught the idea of 50 Miles of Elbow Room was kind of cool.
Something you can probably only truly get in Alaska.
Yeah.
Amen. How fast, Mike? Okay. It's been a while for the old Elbow Room.